Blog Talk Radio.
Bye.
I do hope that it is good. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. And I am your host, Psychic Medium Michael. And I hope that you're having a wonderful, wonderful Tuesday. And it's a little dreary where I'm at today. I'm in Kansas, and it's just a little overcast. And it's just one of those days that all you want to do is just sleep. Have you ever just had one of those days where you just want to, like, grab a blanket and just veg on the couch and just, you know, do nothing? I mean, today's one of those days here in Kansas, I can tell you. But, hey, I am glad that you are here with me today on Spiritual Talk Radio, and I do appreciate you tuning in. If you would like to be a part of today's program, you can do so by calling 347-327-9316. And when you first call into the program, you're going to be able to talk to the lovely Rose. And she is helping me out today. I know, I said lovely Rose, I know. But she's helping me out today. And so if you would like to say hi to her when she talks to you, that'd be awesome. And, you know, I do really appreciate Rose stepping up and doing the phones for me. It's just nice. I get spoiled. I got spoiled. I used to have Sharon. I had Rose and I had some other people, but, you know, I just get spoiled, and it's easy to do that. Have you ever just got that way, just got spoiled, and you know, so I miss them when they're not here to help me out. But, you know, life is life, and everybody has their own. The card today comes from my Archangel Raphael Healing Oracle deck, and it's the relationship card, and it says, "Dear Archangel Raphael, thank you for healing and guiding all of my relationships upon the path of love. Thank you for healing and guiding all of my relationships upon the path of love." I was thinking about relationships today. Not, you know, when we hear the word relationship, immediately we think romantic. We think, you know, life partner, husband, wife, whatever you want to call that person. But there's all kinds of relationships. You know, in some ways, you and I have a relationship right here on Spiritual Talk Radio. You come here, you listen to me, and I listen to you, and that is sort of a relationship. Do you know I've formed a lot of friends since I've been on Blog Talk Radio? I've formed a lot of friends right here. A lot of my clients become friends, and some of that times that's a little hard because sometimes I have to tell my clients things that, you know, I'm going, uh-oh. So, But I've never really lost any friends because of that, so that's always a good thing. But, you know, just look at your relationships with yourself. You know, it all starts with yourself, too. And you know, we have to look at that, you know, relationship with yourself. Then you can have relationships with other people and friendships, and you know, those are important. I don't know what I'd do without some of my friends. And so, you know, that's one thing that Spirit wants us to look at today is relationships. You know, again, it says, Dear Archangel Raphael, thank you for healing and guiding all of my relationships. Sometimes relationships can get damaged. Let's just talk a little bit about that for a second here. And how they get damaged is a lot of times I've learned this in my own life. Is misunderstandings, misinterpreting what the other person said or did or even meaning at the moment. So today, just ask your angels to help you with that healing process. If you're having some problems with a relationship, be it family, be it, you know, with your husband, boyfriend, girlfriend, partner, whatever that is to you, ask Archangel Raphael to help you heal with that today. All right? Again, the call number to this program is 347-327-9316 is the call number to this program. Also, if you maybe you're a little shy, maybe you just don't want to be on air. Maybe you're just going, not sure about that, Michael. That's okay. If you don't want to be on air, just drop me an email. Looks like in a moment my email address is open. It is spirituallyawakenings@gmail.com. That is spirituallyawakenings@gmail.com. It's the email that we're using today if you would like to call or write email. I just got distracted, honestly. So, hold on. Let me find wherever my brain just went. Because my brain just went somewhere. Okay. So, let's go ahead and open with prayer. Sorry about that, guys. It's just one of those days. Let's go with prayer. Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for this day. And we thank you for even those moments where we just, like, go somewhere else. And Father, Mother, God, just let us get our minds in check and let us stay focused on what you want in our lives and what you want to do in our lives and in the world as a whole. Father, Mother, God, don't let us get caught up in the negativity that could be around us today, but let us stay positive. Instead of being pulled into that negative environment that might be around us today, let us pull that person that's in that negative environment out of there. And into a higher vibration. Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for those higher vibrations. And we thank you for allowing us to work in higher vibrations. As we go through these energy shifts right now, we thank you for teaching us what's going on with us, to let us be aware of what's going on in our lives. And we thank you so much for that. And Father, Mother, God, right now, I pray for my listeners, as always. I just pray that you would just meet their needs right now. Be it physical, be it mentally, be it whatever. Father, Mother, God, I just pray that you would, touch them today. All right? I appreciate it. And we say namaste and we say amen. First of all, we need to surround ourselves. I forgot about that. Let's surround ourselves with the white light of the Holy Spirit right now. That white light of protection. And we call all angels in here at the moment to minister unto us as we go forward. Now we say namaste and we say amen. All right. I told you, I don't know. My brain is somewhere else today, but maybe that's a good thing and not a bad thing. You know, a lot of times my mind, I know that you guys don't have this problem, but my mind sometimes can come up with the craziest thoughts and the craziest ideas that I go, okay, where did that come from? That's one thing we have to pay attention to. So maybe it's not a bad thing that my mind isn't working all together today. But it is a good thing that we're here together. All right. Let's go ahead. And I would actually ask for your prayers today. There is something going on with my left eye. I'm having some problems with vision today. And I don't know exactly what's going on. If it continues to act the way it's acting right now, I'm most likely going to go see a doctor. But it's just giving me some problems today. And so if you would just pray for me and aim energy towards my left eye, I would appreciate it. So, all right. Thank you. Appreciate it. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Tara at 601. Hi. Hello.
Hello, Michael?
Yes. You called the right person. How can I help you?
Just calling on some advice about moving.
Okay.
Do you see that hat?
Do you already have a place in mind that you're moving towards?
Yeah, well, I'm looking for a place right now before I go back to school.
Okay.
And I just want to know, I just got a second job, should I pursue this on my own, and can I make it, or should I go the roommate route?
Have you tried the roommate route before? Because it feels like it hasn't worked out for you before.
I'm at home right now, still with...
Okay, so that might be, maybe there's some stuff going on at home that I'm picking up on, but yeah.
Yeah, I'm unhappy where I am right now.
All right, yeah, I feel like that, you know, I would look for a roommate. I just feel like that for you, that would be a good thing, you know, and I really feel like that spirit will lead you to the right person to be a roommate. I know that that's really touchy sometimes. I've had roommates in the past. And, you know, that can be a good thing or a very not good thing.
So you don't see me being able to make it on my own?
At this moment, I don't see that. And that's just at this now moment, okay? That doesn't mean that can't change, you know, within an hour from now. I mean, that's what I always tell people. But right now, what I'm seeing is not right now. I feel like financially you could, and this is what I want you to understand, okay? Because financially, I think that you could. Now, this is going to be a choice that you make. The only reason, the finances part, I would definitely say, yes, you can do that. But I feel like that if you're by yourself, I just feel like that you're going to get a little depressed. You know, you might try it on your own, maybe for a month or so, see how you feel, and then think about the roommate thing. That's the only reason I'm seeing a roommate, is just for that person to be around. You know, stuff like that. But you could try it on your own maybe for a month or so, see how you feel. And then if you want to bring somebody in, yes. But you don't have to do it for the financial part. That's what I want to let you know that. You can handle this financially on your own. I just feel like it's going to be more of an emotional reason. Okay?
Yeah, and the reason I was worried about it is because I do have a second job that I had just got, but at my job that my other job, I've been there for 3 years, and they just did a lot of cutbacks this past couple of weeks.
Yeah, because that's what I'm a little concerned about. I mean, because one of your jobs seems very shaky to me. And
yes, do you see me being let go, or...
I don't see that, but I do feel like the things are really shaky there. But I do not see you, I will tell you, I do not see you losing your job, either one of those jobs. But I just feel like because of the energy of your first job right now, that is affecting you. And there's just a lot of fear. A lot of people are afraid right now because of these cutbacks and stuff's going on, which is understandable. But, you know, I don't see you losing your job. I would be totally shocked if you called me and told me that, because I don't see that happening.
Okay.
Okay? All right. Hopefully that helps.
Okay. Yes, I feel much better. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Bye-bye. Glad I could help.
Bye.
All right. Let's go ahead and talk to Nancy in Florida really quick here.
Hi.
Hi. How can I help you today?
Yes. My question is, I met someone, and it's been a few weeks, and we had a lot of plans. He lives in another state in Seattle.
Right.
Right. And our plans were for me to go and actually meet him in person after speaking this whole time. And suddenly, I guess his ex stepped back into the picture. I guess she was somewhat of an alcoholic, and she's going through rehab, and he's taken a step back from us. Do you see that he'll recontact me, or do you see anything happening there that will reconnect?
All right. I don't think you're going to like my answer. I'm really sorry. My job is to tell you what I'm seeing. Okay, but I don't think you're going to like this, okay? But the one thing that I will tell you is, as a seer and you asking the question, I just do not see this relationship being healthy for you. I just feel like right now he's really focused on this other person. I feel like that he still has very strong feelings for this other person. I just don't want to see you get hurt. Spirit don't want to see you get hurt. So if you proceed, you know, again, it's your choice, but if you proceed with this, you know, relationship, do so very cautiously, okay? If you leave this relationship, I would definitely see somebody else coming into your path towards the end of this year, somebody a little closer to you. But the one thing I will tell you right now, he is just totally – she has a way of wrapping him around her finger, and that's what's going on right now. And Spirit just does not want to see you hurt. When you first started talking about this, I saw a gigantic yellow light flashing, and that's always caution, okay? So if you do go forward with this relationship, and I'm not telling you not to, but what I am telling you is there's a very good chance that you're going to get hurt here, okay? So please proceed with caution, all right?
All right. Do you see that he'll try to
I honestly don't see any connection. I don't see him calling you. I don't see him reaching out to you. I'm really sorry. I wish I could tell you something
different. No, that's fine.
Yeah. This is the part of my job that I don't like always, but you know, I think that you wanted to know and I think it's always nice to know, you know, but you know, again, things can change. You know, things are subject to change. But as it stands right now, in this now moment, I do not see this relationship working out. I'm really sorry. Okay?
Okay, that's fine. Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Yeah. That's the part of my job that I don't like, but that's okay. Let's go ahead and let's take another call here really quick. I'm not going to take a lot of calls. Let's talk to Vicky today. Hi.
Hi, Vicky. Hi, Michael. How are you? Thanks for taking the call.
Good. Could you say your name out loud for me again, please? I felt something
Vicky?
When you said Vicky. Okay. I'm just going to go with what I'm feeling. Why would I feel a lot of shakiness around you right now, just like a lot of uncertainty? Does that make sense to you? Why would I feel that?
Well, because I'm looking for work, and
okay.
I got laid off last month.
Yeah, because there's just a lot of fear. I feel a lot of fear trying to sneak in here. Does that make sense to you? I just feel like a lot of fear coming in here.
Well, I'm trying not to. You know, I'm a very upbeat positive, so I'm
yeah.
trying to just look at everything from, you know, positive perspective,
yeah.
so to speak.
Okay, yeah, because, you know, I definitely will tell you, Vicky, that, you know, I do see something opening up for you. I would see it more, I'm sorry, but I really don't see it more until July. That could change. I will tell you that, so maybe late June, early July. The one thing I pulled a card from my Raphael Healing Angel deck, and it says, listen to your intuitive, your feelings, and it says, thank you for speaking loudly and clearly in peaceful ways that I easily understand, and thank you for guiding me to listen to my inner wisdom. So right now, just listen to that intuition inside. Is there a certain job that you're looking for? Because I feel like you have your eye on something.
Not really. Well, I just had an interview a couple of hours ago, and I was just calling to find out what you picked up on it. You know, like I said, I'm a very positive person. If it turns out to be fine, if it doesn't, then it wasn't meant to be. That's just my thought process.
Okay. I don't want the name of the company out on air, but could you... Can you just give me the initial of where you applied, just the initial of their business name?
C.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to look at this really close, okay? I just didn't want their
thank
name
you.
Out on air.
Yeah, I don't either.
Yeah,
you.
Right, yeah. So let me just look at this really close here. I feel like that you're going to have a second interview. I would say it looks like to me possibly Friday or Monday. And I'm going to change what I told you a while ago. Because, like I said, things can change. Because something just changed just a few seconds ago in my vision. And I will tell you that you're probably going to get a second interview. I'm going to say again, Friday or Monday. I'm going to say that by the end of this month, you should be working. There's going to be a process that you have to go through. There might even have to be some kind of a training or something. I'm not sure, but on that. But I saw like a class sitting there. I don't know what that was for. But you know, I would definitely see a second interview on this.
She was hard to read. She was, you know, I think I'm very intuitive.
Yeah.
She was a little distant and, you know, very hard to read. So
right.
She's
very intuitive, and the reason why it was really hard for you to read her is that she knows how to cloak herself and put her shield around her where people cannot read her. And so that's the reason why you were having that hard time. I do feel like that she was impressed with you, and like I said, there's going to be a second interview here, okay?
Okay. Thanks,
right.
Michael. Namaste. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Okay. We're going to actually – hold on. Let's talk to okay, let's go with Vivian. Hi.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
I'm good. How can I help you today?
Yeah. Do you see any job coming for me?
Yes. I'm going to say, do you have an application out? Do you have applications out?
Yeah, I have like almost 1 week and a half before I have an interview with the data office. So
okay.
Do you see the job related with the data office?
I do see a job coming in here. I'm gonna say next week.
Mm-hmm.
Everything tells me next week.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna go out and believe that. We're gonna stand on that. I got how I feel things is I get tingly sensations.
Yeah.
I got tingly sensations that tell me that it's okay for me to step out on this huge branch. But
yeah.
I would say next week. And I do feel like it's doing what you want to do, yes.
Yeah, that'd be something I want to get a job from the office, right?
Right. Yeah, I definitely see that for you. Okay, and I appreciate you calling in.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah, I definitely see next week. So that's awesome. That's a super thing. All right, let's go over and... I'm going to talk to you about something really quick. Vibrations. You know, there are different energy vibrations. There's a higher energy vibration and a lower energy vibration. And we talk about that a lot here. And, you know, that's how I woke up this morning. I was like, in the situation that I live in at the moment, it is not always positive. It's not always working on a higher vibration. And what do you do when you're around vibration that you're not liking? Do you know that every time that we speak, like right now, my voice is putting out a vibration. There's an energy that is going out on the airwaves, and that's a vibration. Every time that we speak out, we are vibrating. Something. Our energy is out there. You know, have you ever been around people that just their tone of their voice just is like fingernails on a chalkboard and it just drives you crazy? It's just a tone. It's a vibration. So you got to watch that. So this morning I first woke up and I was like, okay, what kind of vibration do I want to put out today? Do I want to be caught up? And we can get caught up in the lower vibrations that are around us very easily. And so I thought, okay, I could get caught up in the vibration, the lower vibration that is going on right now, or I can stay vibrating on a higher vibration and try to affect the situation in a positive way instead of being sucked into the negative vibration. Are you following? So we work in different vibrations. We work on different levels. Now, some of the common vibration singles that you could be feeling, it could be like buzzing, humming, or roaring sounds. A lot of people have been telling me, hey, Michael, my ears are ringing. That's a vibration change. You can hear footsteps of other beings present. Eternal rocking or spinning. You're just, or shaking. I've been going through, it feels like that my body is always shaking. You know, these could be signs of awakening. These also could be you're moving up into higher vibrations. Let's see. You could be smelling things, a noise. You know, a lot of people are hearing noises that they can't really say, okay, that's where it's coming from. A lot of that stuff is going on. So what do we do while we're going through these changes, while we're going through these shifts? The one thing that I would tell you to do is just relax. There's not much else you can do really right now, except release things while they're coming up. A lot of us are going through emotional shifts right now inside of you. And Spirit is putting you in emotional situations to help you work through those. You know, until you learn the lesson that you're supposed to learn, Spirit is going to put you in the same situation, time in, time out, until you learn how to deal with it in a better way. So my advice to you, if you are in a situation where things are not really spinning on a higher vibration, if possible, leave that situation at the moment. Don't get caught up in it. Just, you know, if nothing else, get in a car, go for a walk, you know, just get away from there for a little bit. And it does shift. It does change. And we can make those shifts. I want to talk to you about something. Okay, let's say right now that you woke up this morning and you're just in a very mood. Let's just say that, a nice way of saying things. Okay, so you're just in a mood. Okay, do you know that you can shift out of there? And I'm going to tell you how. Okay, here we go. Did you hear that? That was me clapping. Okay? When I feel like that I'm in a lower vibration, or if I'm feeling like I'm going into that vibration, I will make a noise, and that shifts the vibration, because all of a sudden your clapping made a different vibration. So it does affect your energy. A lot of times, when I get really frustrated, I will go out in the country somewhere and I will scream at the top of my lungs just to release that vibration. Okay? Remain calm. Relax and enjoy the vibrations as they speed throughout your entire body. Remember not to move or think about the physical body. You know, because right now a lot of things are going on in your body. A lot of things are changing right now for us. We are a spiritual being, and as we are a spiritual being housed in the human form, we are awakening. So what is going on is that spirit self inside of you is trying to stretch. Okay? So you're going to feel different things going on in your body. Just be aware of them. recognize them. Don't get too excited or, you know, stress out about them. You know, if you're having, the one thing I will tell you, though, is if you're having pains in your chest or you're worried about physical stuff going on with you, go to a doctor. Come on. Go to a doctor. Get checked out. You know, let's rule out physical stuff. If you rule out the physical stuff, then you're still having the problems, then most likely it's a spiritual thing or an energy thing or a vibration thing. But, you know, the first thing that I would do, and I do this all the time, if I'm feeling something and I'm a little scared about it, then I'll go, you know, get it checked out physically. And if we rule out physical stuff, then most likely it's energy, spiritual stuff, okay? Symptoms of energy shifts, okay? Headaches. When the crown chakra opens or expands, it can be an intense and painful experience. A lot of you, your crown chakra is at the top of your head. That's why they call it a crown chakra. It's a little bit right above. It doesn't sit really in your head. It sits a little bit above your head. And so when that is expanding, when that is opening, you are probably going to feel some pressure. Okay? Again, if you're having huge headaches and you're worried about them, get them checked out. It might feel like a rod or a spike going through your head. I have this all the time. It feels like somebody shoots an arrow right through my head. Because our connection with the crown chakra is with the spirit within and all around us, the spirit of all, the universal energy. And so right now you could be having a lot of that going on in your head. Okay? They can be caused by too much energy flowing through the crown chakra. The one thing that I would tell you is check your chakras. If you don't know how to check your chakras, we'll probably be talking about that tomorrow, actually. And I will teach you how to do that and how to adjust your chakra centers and things like that, because your chakras spin on a vibration. And sometimes that vibration needs to be adjusted. And so tomorrow's program, I will teach you how to work with how to adjust your chakras. But right now you could be having some headaches, okay? Your crown chakra is possibly opening. Okay, flu-like symptoms. This is quite common and part of the process. Just write it out. And don't take a lot of antibiotics, which will only prolong the process. Because it is an awakening process. Some of it. Again, you know, I'm going to reinstate this. You know, if you're feeling really sick, go get checked out. But a lot of stuff going on you right now with you, my friends, it's not physical stuff. It is spiritual stuff. But your physical body is reacting to your spirit awakening inside of you. All right? So pay attention to that. Let's go. Muscle aches and joint pain. Increasing your vibration forces the energy through the body. When there are blockages impeding the energy flow, this raised and forced energy slams into them, causing these symptoms and else. Often this is alleviated by asking for assistance from the higher self to adjust the flow to ease the pain. Okay. As I stated, we are going through a process of awakening. What I just told you is we can ask for assistance to help that be a little easier on us, okay? So if you're feeling aches and pains in your body, ask your higher self or ask the spirit within you, or your angels, your spirit guide, to assist you in making this as easy as possible. But the one thing I will tell you is a lot of us is making this really hard on ourselves by not letting go of things that we need to let go of. Okay, I will just tell you that. I'm going to give you a heads up. A lot of us are making this process of awakening a lot harder than we need to go through, all right? Depression, a very common symptom caused by an increased rate of vibration. This higher frequency forces any illnesses, viruses, or infections hiding in the body to the surface. So, again, let me tell you what's going on. You are spiritually awakening. The vibration inside of you wants to begin to work on a higher frequency. Okay? So what it's trying to do is to push all of this junk, all of this stuff, all of our false belief systems, all of our fears, all the stuff that has been shoved into us by ourselves, by other people. This higher vibration is trying to kick this stuff out of us, and we're taking a plunger and pushing it back down. Let's stop pushing it back down. Let it come up. Let's get rid of it. Let's move into a higher vibration. Work on a higher frequency. We do not have to work in lower frequencies. We are supposed to be working on higher frequencies. Okay. It is also important to monitor your internal dialogue to learn what you are creating for yourself. Eternal dialogue, what does that mean? It means self-talk. It means what are you saying to yourself all the time? How are you viewing things all the time? Okay? Self-talk. Eternal dialogue. Because you know that we're creating things every time we speak something out. If we say, man, I hate this situation. This situation is beginning to really tick me off. We are creating a vibration that we do not want to be working in. Okay? So watch what kind of things you're doing. St. John's wort eases depression. And I take it. Okay? It helps. So, you know, observing or realizing state that you are experiencing is not caused by the present allows it to quickly pass. A lot of things that we have to do is observe what's going on around us. Pay attention to what's going on around us. Let it pass. I always say this on this program, and I'll probably always say it on this program, is this too shall pass. Whatever you're going through right now shall pass. Okay? A lot of you are crying for no reason, feeling emotional. Okay? When blockages from this lifetime and other lifetimes begin to release, the emotional body will react in this manner. Okay, I'm going to tell you that again. When blockages from this lifetime and other lifetimes begin to release, the emotional body will react in this manner. Your body, your emotional body, is reacting to you letting go of the past. A lot of us have past life issues that need healed. We put ourselves in situations now for us to deal with past life healing at times. And so right now, a lot of emotions are coming up. A lot of stuff is popping up here, okay? Recognize it and let it go. Trying to control or resist these urges further represses and blocks the energy, making things more difficult. Again, I want to restate that we are making this harder on ourselves than we need. Okay, because nobody wants to cry and nobody really wants to feel that emotional pain, that heartbreak. Nobody wants to feel that or go through that. But if we don't allow ourselves to experience it, my friend, we're going to have to experience somewhere along the line. And I would say release it now than tomorrow. So if you're feeling something rising up, maybe you're feeling something as I'm talking to you, recognize it and let it come up and get rid of it. All right? Fluttering or pain around the heart area. Again, I want to tell you, if you're feeling that, please go get it checked out physically. But this also could be an experience or symptom of your heart chakra opening up and enlarging to receive more energy. That's what's going on right now. Our chakras inside of our bodies are trying to enlarge. They're trying to open up more. So we're going to feel things. A lot of people might be having digestive problems. Your solar plex chakra is in that area. Okay? So a lot of your chakras are trying to open up right now. Okay, so just let things flow, let things go, and make it a whole lot easier on yourself, all right? One thing that I'm learning, and one thing that I learned really quick with myself, was meditation. Really helps. And meditation, I want to tell you again, meditation does not have to be you sitting with your legs crossed and your palms out and you going, oh, that does not have to be that way. But it's okay if you want to do that. And that's how I meditate a lot of times. But the other thing that I learned about meditation for myself anyhow is because I don't know about you, but I'm a kind of person that gets really bored easy. I that's just my energy inside of me. I have so much energy that I get bored really quick. I don't have a very long attention span at times. You know, if you've ever had a conversation with me in person, sometimes I'll start a conversation, forget that I started that conversation, start another conversation. It's just my energy. It's just who I am. And well, the one thing that I've learned that's really helped me on my vibration is when I'm in a negative vibration, when I'm around people that just their tone, it just gets on my nerves, then I remove myself from that situation. I don't get caught up in that stuff. The other thing that I would tell you is we're getting too caught up in other people's vibration and other people's energies. And we need to mind our own energy and our own vibration. Otherwise, mind our own business sometimes. You know, some things, the one thing that I learned really quick with my parents' energy can really get to me at times. But the one thing that Spirit's teaching me is that's their vibration. That's how they work together. That's their stuff, and I don't have to get caught up in their stuff. Lower vibrations really want to try to get you caught up in lower vibrational stuff, wants you to go into that. Because they know that if you go into that lower vibrational energy, then you're not going to be working on a higher vibration energy. You're going to be right in that stuff. And I don't know about you, my friends, but I'm tired of working on lower vibrational energy. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it being on our planet. I'm just tired of it. I'm sick and tired of it. So how do we change it? You know, Gandhi said to be the change we want to see in the world today. So what does that mean when it comes to vibrational energy? What that means is, okay, maybe we don't like the situations and maybe people are trying to pull us into that stuff. But our job as light beings and as light workers and as spiritual beings is to try to help people learn how that they can work in a higher vibration as we work in that higher vibration. Okay? It's like ripple effects. When I was a little boy, I loved to go fishing, but not really. I didn't like the fishing part. But I like the rock throwing part. And I always remember, I always like to throw a rock in the pond, and I always like to see that ripple, that vibration of sorts come out from underneath that. Have you ever thrown a rock in a pond? It ripples out. So let us today be the change we want to see in the world today. Let us affect the world today in a positive way by putting positive energy out there. Sorry about that. It's live radio. Phone's ringing. Vibration. You know, that's why I tell people when I do live events, I always tell people to shut off their cell phones because the reason why is a ringing phone changes the vibration, the energy in the room at times can. And so you know, we have to watch that. All right, I do appreciate you listening to the show today. I realize that we're done, so I'm going to go ahead and close out for today. But the one thing I want to leave you with today is look at your vibration today. Look at your energy levels today. Look at where you are right now. Because you can change that in an instant by changing the way you are perceiving the situation. Just realize if somebody's around you, and maybe today they are off their rocker a little bit, and they're yelling and screaming and kicking and throwing stuff, then just remove yourself from there. Remember that that's their stuff. And they are awakening. Maybe they're going through a process that we don't totally understand, but that's their stuff. That's not our stuff. Our stuff is our stuff. We need to be the change we want to see in the world today. So go out and change the world today. Begin to ask your angels to help you work on a higher vibration today. Okay? If you would like to get hold of me, you can do so by writing me at youareawakening@gmail.com, insightswithmichael@ymail.com. You can use the contact form found on our website at www.insightswithmichael.com, or you can call the number that you will find over on our website at www.insightswithmichael.com right below the video. If you're not aware of it, that video that's on there is a welcome message that was filmed in my office area. And towards the end of that video, there is some very interesting things going on. Pay attention to the video. It's in the last few minutes of that video. It's right when I start, when I say, click the number below this video. You're going to see at the very top of that video, you're going to see a light flash. Then at the bottom right, you're going to see another light flash. Then across the video, you're going to see a light. Almost looks like it goes through me. One of the little lights go around me. But the one I wanted you to pay attention to is there in that video, the last one, I believe it's almost the last one that comes across. It starts out to your left and goes right, and it flies across the screen, but it starts out solid, then it breaks, and it forms solid again. I actually have given that little light a name, and I call that little light Casper, okay? I know, but that's what I'm calling it. And so, pay attention to the video. Tell me what you think. Write me at the email addresses. If you would like to set up a reading with me, you can do that today, actually. By going to www.insightswithmichael.com, go to the reading page, or there's a button right there on that front page that you can click and book your reading. I will tell you that right now I'm offering a deal, 20 minutes with me for $20. That will end on June 20th. That special will end on the 20th. Okay, so go to www.insightswithmichael and, check it out. Okay. My prices, I believe, are very affordable. Anyhow, I try to keep my prices as low as possible. If you don't think my prices are low, go check out other readers. And you'll find out that my prices are low. Okay. I've checked out other readers, and their prices are a little higher. And so I try to keep my prices as low as possible because I believe that everybody should be able to find real answers at affordable prices, and I don't think it should cost you an arm, foot, and a leg to get the answer you're seeking, okay? That's why I also do shows like this. If I didn't get to you today on air, I'm really sorry, I love teaching, I love reading, so because sometimes we got to find that balance, don't we? So find a balance today in your life. Maybe something's out of balance, maybe your emotions are out of balance today. Go ground, relax, and be, the one thing I want to tell you, one thing that Spirit wants me to tell you as I get ready close, lighten up on yourselves. You guys are too hard on yourselves. You guys are way too hard on yourselves. Lighten up a little bit. It's okay to mess up every once in a while. It's okay. So lighten up, all right? We will be back here tomorrow, and we'll be talking about tomorrow. I'm going to be talking about how to adjust your chakras and how to work with them and even what chakras are. So if you have questions about that subject, please send those to my email and we'll discuss them on air. So that is tomorrow's program, and we will be on air tomorrow. Due to some situations in my personal life, we will not be on air tomorrow at 11 a.m. We will not be on at 11. We will be on at 1 p.m. Central tomorrow. Okay, so 1 p.m. Central tomorrow. All right, thank you for being here. Rose, thank you so much for your help. And I love you guys. You be you, I'll be me, and together we'll get there. Better days are on their way.
1, 2, 3, 4. Moving down the line comes a train of sorrow, crossing on your heart and mind, where it stops a while. You can buy your ticket now for a sad tomorrow. It's a long way down the line till you find your way. Hold on and we can make it together. Sunshine is gonna clear up the weather. Better days are coming. From day to day, someone's there to watch us. You can ease your tired soul if you raise your head. Riding over rocky ground makes you kind of wonder if you're gonna make it last through another day. Hold on, we can make it together. Clear up the weather. Better days are coming. Better days are coming. Time for a celebration. There'll be a new tomorrow. Time for a jubilation. Jump off the train of sorrow. There'll be a brighter morning if you can tell this story. Ride on a train of glory, not on the train of sorrow. No, 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 no. The train of sorrow.